Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, Wednesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you. Thank you so much to Johan Els. He's been taking you and really flying this plane quite nicely, so quite nicely, and cruising with you. If you have been driving and are driving, he's been cruising quite graciously, and we appreciate the Father for such art, talent, ministry, and capability. He's still going strong. Thank you, Johan. And then, of course, we are together till 8. I will be talking to Professor Samuel Kabamba, and of course, also I'll be touching base with Muruti Karabumraka, hoping for the best. And, of course, also there is a very nice compilation of people who will be contributing to the show. And, well, we advise just as many as you can, that you can send WhatsApps and talk to us directly there. Hey, I don't know if you like this song, man. I like it. It's a beautiful one. And it is a music by a family. And I didn't know it was gospel until one day at the SABC. I had to play it some years ago. And it was sampled by BB and CC Winans. And then they featured Mavis Staple. And I said, oh, okay. Actually, these are the words of Christ, who sticks closer than a brother.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Yeah, man, that is the Staple Singers, and I'll take you there. Look, man, when this song was playing, I was a very little child. And I don't know when they made the song, but I was a child. And it was some songs that were hummed in the dusty streets of our townships. And I realized later on that these were songs that were hummed into us so that we could conform to what was happening to us then. I thought, wow, we had taste. You know, when we're listening to all these music and all that, Barry White and all that, I thought we had taste. But no, these songs were sanctioned to create a particular narrative within us, which is quite sad, of course. But hey, it is Wednesday Live. Let me welcome our guests. They're already on the line. Let me start with Professor Samuel Kabamba is on the line. Muruti, greetings to you. And welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, greetings, sir. Thank you very much for having us again to this beautiful program. And we thank the Almighty Father for this day. And I greet Muruti Muraka. And I greet everyone who shall be with us, all the guests who will be invited as well. And may the Almighty Father bless us tonight.
I trust you are well, sir.
I'm good. Everything's fine by His grace.
You happy for the rain?
The rain started and then it stopped. Now it's the sun. Now it's too hot. Now we don't know what's going on.
it's too hot. Now we don't know what's going on. All right. Let me welcome also our brother and friend, Muruti Karabumraka. Greetings to you, sir. Muruti Mraka, are you there? How? We had.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Greetings, my brothers, and greetings to the listeners of Radio Pulpit in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Yeshua. Thank you for welcoming us on the platform again, my brother.
Are you well, Maruti?
I'm well indeed, just too hot.
Oh, it's too hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not complaining. It's just that I'm saying, you pull a bit hard when it is hot.
We had some nice clouds here in Pretoria. We had some nice clouds and a little bit of rain yesterday. You know.
It was overcast yesterday, but we didn't have rain. And then this morning it came out very hot the whole day.
Sure. All right. Now let's hope that you will be cooled down since the sun has set.
Indeed.
Yeah, you will be cooled down. I can imagine, man. I can imagine. Anyway, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about earnestness for service and earnestness for duty. We are touching this very aspect and earnestness for daily duties as believers. What does it mean, or what should it mean to us when we speak of an earnestness for duty, for works? And the word is saying quite a lot of things here. And then I have seen some of my friends, brothers and sisters, who have an earnestness for duty, and they were doing their duty, and they were able to proclaim the words of the Father. You know, the words of the Father. And in Micah chapter 3, verses 8, check this one, the earnestness for duty. It says, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Elohim, and of justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgressions and to Yasharal his sins." There are people who are taken over now to declare, you know, the word of the Father. Daily, the earnestness. This has started. This is beginning. This is the beginning of great things. And people are taking their duties quite seriously there. And of course, also, I saw in one act of kindness someone showed in the park. This lady was drinking this 2-liter ginger cold drink. And there was a guy who was eating bread there without something to wash it down with. And then she offered him the whole 2-liter. And the guy didn't trust her. He says, "Okay, let me drink it first and see if it kills me." And she drank it first. And then after that, she gave to the man and says, "Look, I've been looking at you eating that whole bread there. And I know you need something to wash it down." Earnestness for duty, the showing of kindness everywhere. We see that. It's very important. And of course, also, earnestness of duty is found also in the essence of the true gospel that we preach. 1 Corinthians 9:16, For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. For necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. Earnestness for duty. For necessity is laid upon me to do the duty. Yes, I like that. I like that. And Acts chapter 20, verses 22, and it says, "And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, but I go to preach." Earnestness for duty. They overlook what they are being told might happen to them. They overlook that, but they go and do the duty. Okay. John chapter 9, verses 4 says, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. For the night is coming when no one will work." I like a sense of determination there. It says, I must work the works of him who sent me. Earnestness for duty, that is working. the eagerness to work the works of him who has sent us. And tonight we are appealing to the body of believers, the body of the Hamashiach. Luke chapter 12 verses 50 says, "But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished." And the concept of distressed is the eagerness to want to do this until it's accomplished. We have a baptism of duty as believers. I don't know if we are doing our duties, man. I've heard people at universities, in the radio stations, they're saying, "Where is the church?" Well, the church is in every corner, man. Look at Pretoria. Every corner has a church. But where's the body of believers? That's where you start to really check. And then, and I'm not talking church buildings, I'm talking churches. In these church buildings, people are gathering every time. I've seen people, when I see people on Wednesdays, they're giving people clothes and giving them food. And that's it. And these people somehow, I don't know, man, they don't even pray. They just go there, produce a cart, take food. You know how it was in the streets. They give you this card that should stay with you so that you can get a plate of food at least once every fortnight. Decent meal that is warm once every fortnight. And then also we see Ezekiel chapter 3:14 says, "So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Elohim was strong upon me." It is when the hand of the Elohim is strong upon us to do the work and to be taken by him to do everything that he wants us to do. But earnestness also means that you do the duty with all your heart. You can't rob the Father. And we have an earnestness for duty upon our lives, which we should show and teach to those who also are upcoming. Those that you call baby believers or baby Christians. Someone said to me, "I'm a baby Christian, don't judge." Psalm 119 verse 2, "Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart." An earnestness for duty is to continuously seek him with all our hearts. Abba Yahuwah. And this should be done by the body of believers, the body of the Hamashiach. This should be done. And then again, you see the aspect in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 says, "You shall love the Elohim Yahuwah with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." It is our duty also, that one, which should be done earnestly. It's our duty. And you don't just love by word, but by actions, by doing. People should see the love of the Most High in us, expressed even in the so-called human form. Expressed, though. I don't know if people are seeing that. When you look into the news, when you look into the commissions, man, it's just chaos. You see, there's a lack. There's a lack of holiness. There's a lack of righteousness. There's a lack of light. The people who are there are very much educated, man. I mean, in my life, I've come across educated people. And I sit amongst people who are professors and all that. But, eish. Tough when it comes to the earnestness to show the duty of the Father even amongst us. Someone made a clip, and I think it is a comical clip. And this guy is on a bike. He overtakes everyone. And you know, here in South Africa, somebody must overtake you, I think, from the right-hand side, not from the left. But this guy was overtaking everyone from the left, and you could tell this bike is going to kill him. And then behind him was the so-called angel of death running, chasing a bike. And that bike was in high speed, and this guy who's on a car was surprised to see someone chasing a bike on his bare foot. And then as it went on, as he was surprised, there was another person passing by, and I suppose that should be Jesus, who was running after that spirit and pulling that spirit away from the guy who's on the bike. To me, it reeked of salvation. I don't know what that author was thinking, but to me, I started to see salvation. But in life, we're in so much speed, and we need people who are innocent for duty to save the nation that is in so much speed into a well of destruction. We should not be afraid to say those things. Anyway,
it's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We have an earnest duty according to Deuteronomy 6:5. You shall love the Elohim, Yahuwah, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. It is our duty to do that. And Deuteronomy 30 verses 2, and you return to the Elohim Yahuwah and obey his voice. That is our duty. We need to guide people and even ourselves to return to him when we lose the way. And he says, and to obey his voice according to all that he commands us today. You and your children with all your heart and with all your soul. Repentance. Lead people into repentance. It's an earnest duty that is upon us. This is our daily duties. Muriti Mraka, what comes to mind when we speak of an earnestness of duty daily for believers? Sir.
Thank you, my brother. What comes to my mind is, number one, this earnestness for duty, we can only even dream of displaying that if we are changed ourselves. Unless we are changed, we cannot do it correctly, and in fact, in a way that it is pleasing to the Father. What do I mean by change? When John the Baptist came, he came preaching, saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. And one always says this, that many times when we speak these terms, they have already acquired a religious sound and a religious default position, to a point that we don't hear what they are actually saying. John, in his preaching, was saying, change your thinking concerning your sins, concerning Elohim. And he was saying to them, anyone that has changed their thinking should confess their sins. In other words, what is the thinking? The thinking is, we are all sinners. We are all born sinners. We need the forgiveness of sins from the true living God. And what did he do? All those that had changed their thinking and had come now towards him, confessing their sins, he would dip them in the water and they would come out. Those were the physical things which were coming because there has been a change inside. And what we understand is that he was just a forerunner. The Messiah himself, when his time came now, that he should take over from John, he first came like all these others and got baptized. Now, John, who knew him, tried to stop him, saying, actually, it's me who should be baptized by you. But the Messiah said this, let us do, permit it for now, let us do the righteousness of God. And what happened is that he immersed the Messiah. And when the Messiah came out, the heavens opened. The Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove, as if it was a dove, basically. And a voice was heard which said, this is my son of whom I approve. That moment was the moment the Father was indicating, this is the anointed one. This is the one through whom I am restoring all that has been lost because of sin. And what was the Messiah's initial sermon? Change your thinking, for the kingdom of God is near. And those who changed their thinking were baptized into his name. In other words, now realizing that there is a need to be immersed into the Spirit of God. But to be immersed into the Spirit of God and the fire of God, one needs to be immersed into the name of the Messiah himself. And not any other one who claims to be a Messiah, but the one that the Father has indicated, this is the Messiah. And this was just one witness. The second witness, which was the real fulfillment of the work of the Father, the gospel, was when he himself, the Messiah, was immersed into death, where he was crucified, and he went down into Sheol in his soul, his body going into the grave, and his spirit having handed it to the Father. And on the third day, his spirit came back, his soul, his spirit, and his body connected again, and he was resurrected out of the defunct with a body now that is no more walking in the weakness of Adam, but now walking in the glory of the Son of the Father. And he could now release his disciples to receive the immersion into the Spirit so that they are enabled to carry out the works. First, the good works, which are what you started with first. That now it's possible that we can love the Father with our entire heart, with our entire soul, with our entire deep thinking, with our entire strength. It's now possible. Why? Because the Spirit of God has come as a guarantee in those who have put their trust on the Messiah. This was the message to take. And it's not just a message like somebody who has learned how to recite something, but it is a message of witnesses. Why? Because it first starts with the one who says, I'm bringing a message. You can't bring a message unless that message has changed you first. This is the reality of the earnestness of our duty. One, we must have changed our thinking that humanity is lost. Humanity is hurtling like that man on the bicycle, hurtling at a great speed towards destruction. However, the Father has loved humanity so much that he sent his only one of a kind son, Yeshua HaMashiach, who through his own death, burial and resurrection has defeated the grip that the enemy through sin had on humanity. That whosoever puts their trust on the Messiah, they escape this. And the work is fully done by the Messiah, but as pertains to us, it is an ongoing work. We accept, and when we accept, our spirits are totally changed. They are made to be incorruptible, righteous, sealed into the Holy Spirit, and unable to sin. But our souls need a conversion constantly and regularly. That is a work. And that is the good work when we are changing in our souls. Because things like love, joy, peace, perseverance, inner control, gentleness, faith, they are things that are spiritual. You can never exercise them except you are starting from the Spirit. That is why when Paul was writing in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, he says, For we walk by faith and not by visualization. If you walk by faith, faith which comes by hearing, hearing coming by a spoken word of God. When you walk that way, naturally, people watching you and hearing you and engaging with you, they see a moron. They see a stupid person who doesn't make sense. And I'll give you an example. When we are paid peanuts, but there is an opportunity to steal from the workplace to augment what you are being paid. And you are a child of God who has been changed in his spirit, who understands that the soul must be converted. And when almost every one of your co-workers are stealing, and you ask, when they justify themselves, they say, "Kiburot." In other words, we are augmenting what we need to be given to our children. And you say, no ways. I honor God. I love the Father with my entire heart, my entire soul, my entire deep thinking, my entire strength. I will work hard.
I will work faithfully with, even if my boss is not watching, even if my supervisor is not watching, but I will not steal anything to augment what I am being paid. That is moronic to the natural mind, because you are carrying out a good work.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Over and above the good work, which 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18 says, when we do our fine work or quality work, which anyone can do, and that is preach, it's a quality work, it's a noble, fine work. It's not a good work. A good work, as I said, it's those works which are spiritual. And then, when we do feeding others who are in need, noble works, quality works, when you do them, having a foundation of good works, because good works comes from a spirit that has changed, driving a soul that is being converted, so that the body can be brought as a slave to just do what the heart is saying should be done. That way, those works will be rewarded when the master comes back.
All right.
This is the earnestness that is there. Knowing, why am I doing this? What is going to happen later? But if we try and do the noble works without the spirit having changed, we are unable to lay a proper foundation of good works for these noble works. And that's then, when he comes back, he's going to judge us and say, I did not know you.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. We really appreciate Muruti. And of course, when we talk about earnestness for work, what are we talking about as believers? Earnestness for the services of the Father. What comes to mind? Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Drop us a voice note there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Join us on our journey to find joy in everyday situations. Listen to Bertha LaRue, Thursdays from 9 a.m. on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, 657 a.m. Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Muruti Karabomrak and also Professor Samuel Kabamba. Pastor Sam, we are touching base on the issue of earnestness for works, the works of the Father, the works that the Father wants to do in us, in their variety, but the works that the Father wants to accomplish in us. And this does not go far away from the purposes for which the Father has created us. Now, when you look into the word also, it says in 1 Chronicles 22:19, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Elohim Yahuwah. Therefore, arise and build the sanctuary of the Elohim to bring the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah and the holy articles of Abba Yahuwah into the house that is to be built for the name of the Elohim. This is basically building the believers. Training and building the believers. And the Father is setting us, is telling us that earnestness implies here when you set your heart and soul into building the body of the Hamashiach, the body of the Messiah, into building individuals, one by one, group by group, you know, that is, it should be done with all your heart. It should be done with all your heart and soul. And to testify, to become the light of the world and the salt of the earth. This is our duty. In many ways and categories, as Murid Mrak has spoken about the kinds of works. What say you, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. And I'm very pleased to hear Murid Mrak and whatever you said. It's quite informative. And when you talk about earnestness, we're looking at sincerity, looking at deep conviction. Mm. One has to be very much convinced about what he has to do. And yeah. Then I love what Murid Mrak started with by saying, first, there must be a connection between us and the Father, because for us to be convinced about or to do the work that we're supposed to be doing, we need to come to that place, first of all, of knowing him.
Yeah.
And I see Paul saying in the book of 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2, says, I've resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Hmm.
I mean, the only thing that he had in mind was nothing else than knowing Jesus. Now, you see that that earnestness to be in us, it won't be as easy as it can, as we can talk about it, but it has to come based on the knowledge that we have about him.
Yes.
But today, we can talk about many things. We can touch many things, but it's so difficult, actually, when you look, you mentioned, Amruti, when you talk about churches, see, there are a lot of churches around, but the question is, what are those churches doing?
Mm.
Because there must be that sincerity of heart. People have to be so much sincere and be able to give themselves to something that they are convinced of.
Mm.
See, today, 90% of the people that come to churches or to go to, I mean, to meetings, 90% of those people today, they do not have, they don't have the understanding, the proper understanding or the deep understanding of who they are serving. Mm-hmm. Because if they had that, we could not be having people running around looking for profit, looking for whatever. It's like as if today for somebody to work for God, he needs somebody to push him or somebody to tell him what to do. Then this is showing that people are not, they do not know whom they believe. They do not know who they've trusted. They do not know who is their master. Then they found themselves not, it's like they have to be pushed. You mentioned about Paul. Paul was saying that he's doing it, you know, because he knows that if he does not do it, you know, something won't go well with him.
Mm.
It's because he has come to understand, you know, he has come to understand that this is that what I've been called for. And for us to get to that place, I believe strongly everything has to start with what? With meeting with the master. Because to be honest, we have too many people who can call themselves believers. We have too many people who can call themselves a Christian, if as you can call it. But in the essence, they've never had that encounter with him, with the master. Because I believe it's not just what we call in church, those who want to believe in Christ, those who want to believe, those who want to give. Actually, the formula that you always use is those who want to give their lives to Christ. Come in front. But you see, the bottom line is that, first of all, we don't have any life to give to him, but we have life to receive from him.
Mm.
That means we have nothing to give to him, but he gives us his life. And when we come to that place of understanding that it's not just a matter of people being invited to come in front, but it's a matter of people meeting, because there has to be a meeting. When you meet the Messiah, when you meet him, that's why, you know, the meeting has never been the same for everybody. It's always different. when you meet him, you will know what to do for him. But when you've never met him, you'll be now wondering what to do for him. Because today, what is happening is, I mean, many of us haven't yet met him. We are in the congregation as we can. We are in that mass. We are in that group. We are doing the things the way we want to do things. But nobody can tell you, okay, not a lot of people tell you that I've met him and I've had an encounter with him. Not this thing of saying I've had a revelation or I saw him in a vision. No, we're not talking about that. Because that meeting, because you see, when you meet the Messiah, you know, there is what you call, I mean, a change of ways. There's what you call repentance. One has to change. If you're going left, you're not going to continue left anymore. You go right because you've met him. And this is what, you know, that's what you bring us to be sincere with what we're doing. Because if there's no such a meeting, then there's no sincerity in whatever we do. Mm. If no such a meeting, there will be no conviction, intense conviction in whatever we do. No, there will be none. And that's why today you see that people to go and evangelize, they do it on program, not on a revelation, if I might put it the word, a revelation, not being inspired or being prompted or pushed by the Holy Spirit. But they do it because of it's a program, it's a church program. We go to church, and the church has made the program that whereby all of us, you must go and evangelize. Mm. When you do it, you know you are doing it. No, you are not doing it for Christ. You are doing it for your church. It's a program. You are doing that. The people who are going to win now, all of them are going to come to our church because it's a church program. Mm. But when somebody understands that this is not about a church, it's not about a program whatsoever, but this is my life. When you take it as your life, you know, when you stand on it, you won't just take it lightly. It will be something that you, when you wake up in the morning, you know, when somebody asks you a question, how much of the Bible do you go through on a daily basis? Mm-hmm. How much of the Bible do you come through on a daily basis? You know, for me, somebody asked me that question, and I would say, you know, I just laugh a bit. I say, okay, you know, my life is the Bible, because every day, every second, I need to think about the Bible. You know, because even if I don't read it day and day, but I have to think about the Bible somewhere, because this is what goes on with me. And then because of that, it gives me the mind of continuously stating and remaining connected to him. And I don't struggle. You know when you come to, if you are given today, like Muruti, Muraka might say, okay, I want you to come to preach to our church. You can call me now. I won't tell you, okay, let me go for fasting and praying for me to get a message. No, because it is part and parcel of what I am. That means coming to preach the gospel, it won't be a matter of me going and prepare myself in a certain way. Because of what? Because I've been in there, I'm sincere with what, and I have that deep conviction about what I am doing. And I know where my faith lies, and I can stand for it. But you see, today, we have many people, if you ask them the question, even what, I mean, if they believe in God, you might be so shocked and surprised that some people say, but we don't know really, we're still waiting upon, you know. Some people even, they make some jokes in terms of, I mean, the waiting part of him coming, I mean, the coming, the second coming of the Lord. Some they even say, no, is he going to come really? Some they even make joke on that, because there's not that earnestness of saying, hey, this is a serious matter. Anything can happen anytime, and I need to be working. And Jesus Christ said he will be very happy when he comes back and find the workers working. But are we really prepared to do that? Not many. Not many are prepared to continue working, because it's just like a burden that has been, not a burden in a good way, in such a way that, I mean, they have to do it, but it's like, why am I doing this anyway? Because what am I benefiting from whatever I'm doing? But when somebody has understood the reason why he's being saved, so when somebody has understood the reason why he's where he is, I think when it comes to serving God, it won't be a push, but it will be something doing from the heart.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. And send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this earnestness for duty, what it is even all about.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We are talking about earnestness for duty, what it is even all about. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, I'm talking to Muruti Karabomrak and also Muruti Samuel Kabamba. And we are also going to touch base with Dr. Baradwa Muyema from the Sifako Makgatho University, formerly known as Medunsa. And of course, she creates doctors. Hey, can you believe it? She's a minister also. Dr. Baradwa, greetings.
Beloved friends, greetings in the wonderful name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you for joining the Radio Pulpit family today. Every one of us wakes up each morning with tasks to do, meaning work to complete, people to serve, responsibilities to handle. Sometimes these daily duties can feel ordinary, repetitive, even unnoticed. But did you know that God is watching how we handle the little things? He calls us to be earnest, sincere, diligent, and faithful, even in our daily duties.
Yeah.
The book of Colossians, chapter number 3, from 23 through 24, says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are saving. So today we will talk about earnestness of daily duties, what it means, why it matters, and how we can glorify God through the ordinary things we do each day. Point number one that I need to make you aware of is that God values faithfulness in the little things, my brethren. Luke chapter 16 verse 10 says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. We often want big opportunities, isn't it? We want recognition or success. But God looks at how faithful we are in the small unseen moments, meaning the daily duties no one claps for. That is where God is zooming in. Faithfulness, or rather faithfulness in the small, prepares us for greater responsibility in the kingdom. So my beloved brothers and sisters, before we pray for promotion, let us ask ourselves, am I faithful with what is already in my hand? Moving on to point number two. We all need to be aware that earnestness comes from a heart of service. The book of Philippians chapter number 2 verse 14 through 15 says, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. When we walk or work rather with joy instead of complaint, with humility instead of pride, we reflect Christ's character. People don't even have to ask if you are a child of God. They look at your humility. They look at how joyful you are always, without complaining, without showing a sense of pride. That's when they will know that you are a child of God. My brothers and sisters, true earnestness is not about perfection, but it is about doing ordinary things with an ordinary or extraordinary rather heart, which means our work, no matter how small, can become worship when done for the glory of God. Point number three, my brothers and sisters, is that earnestness turns the ordinary into worship. We are going to look at two scriptures under this sub-theme. The first scripture is Romans chapter number 12, verse 11, that says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." To be honest, or earnest rather, is to serve with enthusiasm and sincerity, as though Jesus himself were our supervisor. The second scripture is of Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse 10, which says, "Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might." When we bring our best to daily life, my brethren, to parenting, teaching, cleaning, leading or working, we invite God's presence into our routine. So your workplace, your kitchen, your classroom, your boardroom, your office, all can become altars of worship when you do your tasks earnestly to the Lord. And I am not forgetting, you know, that marketplace, you know, where you find yourself can become an altar of worship when you do your tasks earnestly for the Lord. Let's look at the example of Jesus, who was faithful in all things. The first scripture that we are looking at is John chapter number 17, verse 4, that says, "I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do." Even Jesus, even Yeshua, even Yahusha, the Son of God, lived a life of obedience and diligence. He was faithful to his Father's assignment, from the carpenter's workshop to the cross. Mark chapter number 1, looking at verses 35 through 38, says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." He went to an isolated place where he prayed. Jesus modeled consistency, prayer in private, obedience in duty, and love in service. So friends, our earnestness for daily duties is a reflection of his Spirit working in us, helping us serve faithfully and finish well. Now let's look at the reward of earnest service. Starting with Galatians chapter number 6, verse 9, it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." meaning when we are diligent and consistent, even when no one notices, God notices. He promises a harvest, not always immediately, but in perfect time. Arutlogeleng go tlhola re fanaka, you know, public services, but let our eyes be focused on Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Matthew chapter number 25, verse 21 says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That is after you have served faithfully so. Yeshua HaMashiach will be saying to you, or will say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." O setso feditse ngwaneso. We rile tiro eno tshwanetse we ire. This is the reward that is awaiting you when you meet up with your master, Yeshua HaMashiach. So the reward of earnestness is not just earthly promotion. It is divine approval. As I conclude my message, I would like us to pray, or to make a prayer for earnestness in daily duties. Follow me and say, "Heavenly Father, we thank you for entrusting us with life's responsibilities, both big and small. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have been careless, distracted, or lazy in the things you have placed before us. Teach us to work with joy, to serve with passion, and to give our best in all we do. Help us to see our daily duties as holy assignments, and may our work glorify your name. Strengthen our hands, renew our minds, and fill our hearts with zeal. We dedicate our work, our time, and our energy to you today. In the name of Jesus, we pray." Say amen. Let us do a declaration. Say, "I am faithful in small things. I serve with a joyful heart. I work as unto the Lord, not for men. My daily duties rather bring glory to God. I will hear him say, 'Well done, good and faithful servant.'" Now, in closing, beloved brothers and sisters, remember, every duty, no matter how small, is an opportunity to display God's faithfulness through your life. Therefore, do your work with excellence, serve with humility, give your best daily, because heaven is watching, and God rewards earnest hearts. Until next time, may your hands be strengthened, your heart encouraged, and your spirit renewed as you serve the Lord in all you do. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Barata.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.